Roy Asbury never cared much for foreigners with funny accents or people who looked different or sounded different in general. But then Roy was still a teenager. He lived in a rather isolated Tennessee community, never much of an opportunity to encounter folks who were different. Until one unseasonably chilly morning in early autumn, Roy was walking to school with a couple of friends. The three boys looked and sounded pretty much alike, as neighbors often do, except for the fact that Roy was wearing no shoes. And that one difference, it turned out, was enough to attract the attention of a local shopkeeper. His name was Lou Baloff. His was probably the nicest store in town back then, but some folks made purchases there reluctantly because Mr. Baloff was, well, he was an immigrant Jew who barely spoke English. Nevertheless, he stopped young Roy Asbury right there in the street. He said, "Now come with me, lad." Roy's friends made some jokes, but Roy went with the man anyway into his store, where Mr. Baloff pulled from the shelf a brand new pair of shoes with some thick socks to match. "It's too cold," said the storekeeper, "for bare feet." Roy scowled. He said, "Sell them to your own kind. I got no money for such things." But Mr. Baloff insistently shook his head, saying, "No money. You take. You take." Well, that's how a Tennessee farm boy got a new pair of shoes for the cold months ahead, free of charge, except for the barely perceptible burden on his young conscience, the shadow of a doubt that loomed larger the more he thought about it, the nagging notion that maybe being a little different wasn't all as bad as he had once believed. Well, anyway, let's now move forward to September of 1944. That boy has become a man. He's an American soldier in Paris, France. D-Day is 3 months past, and VE Day is 8 months in the future. Roy is strolling the old city, inhaling the spectacular sights of which he had only dreamed back home, when he comes upon this big building with children's faces, gazing forlornly from the windows. Roy goes inside. He learns from an ancient Catholic priest there that he's caring for 300 orphans, youngsters whose parents had been taken to Germany by the Nazis and never returned. Most of the orphans are little girls. Practically all are Jews. With rapidly waning cash resources and only four exhausted sisters to work there, the priest is doing the best he can, but the children who need more clothing and more food and medicine than they are receiving, the children are dying daily. In the dark hours of the following morning, Roy's lying awake in his bunk. But finally he gets up and he wakens one of his buddies. He said, "We're going AWOL." Within an hour, the two have commandeered a truck. They've relieved an army supply depot of tons of goods. 1,500 pounds of sugar, 500 pounds of candy bars. It was almost daylight when the truck pulled up to the orphanage and deposited its cargo. No, Roy and his buddy did not get into trouble. In fact, with Roy's encouragement, the United States Army was soon delivering food and clothing and medical supplies to the orphans. So this is a Christmas story, you might say. At least insofar as Christmas is a day that can fall on any day of the year. But it's a story of redemption as well. For as Roy Asbury would insist all his life long, there would have been no love in his heart for strangers had someone not put it there. You see, when the priest at the orphanage heaped gratitude upon him for his extraordinary deed, Roy said, "Don't thank me." Roy said, "Don't thank me, thank an old Jewish gentleman who one frosty morning a long time ago put shoes on a boy's bare feet." And so the priest gave thanks to a man he had never met, not quite fully understanding, as you now do, the rest of the story.